if for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
Inside Society Radio. I'm Chris. Peppa Hicks Stanley.
Brock Shoddy.
Chris from Brooklyn.
The embezzler, Chris from Brooklyn.
Fuck you. Not embezzling shit.
Oh, man.
The secretive. Hey, we're all together. For what? First time in like 3 weeks, right?
First time for the new year.
All right.
That's not true.
Let's get
I think
weird.
So, man.
We did one show.
We did a show for the new year,
second
but it was
second week of the new year.
No, man.
I was in. Yep, absolutely.
We did?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And then we were all in together another week, but then something terrible happened. Yeah. Stanley had to do a show by
that's
himself.
That's just fucking
that show killed, though. That show was
it was
monster.
Awful. I listened to it. It was
I'm in Patreon fucking
that show was great.
Donators that we get off that.
I murder it.
You sound like Burgess Meredith at the end of that Twilight Zone episode.
Perfect.
That's, which that's one? He's like in nine for. Of them shit.
The one where he
all
broke his
perfect.
Glasses and then he
oh,
just started babbling
not,
to himself.
Time enough at last? That was my shit.
He just Stanley just said, there was time now for the first 20 minutes of the podcast to put a best of on. Big ups to Jay Moore, by the way.
Nice. Big ups to Jay Moore forever. All right, you're listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com, newtownradio.com. We're on there as well. We're on Saturdays at 1 p.m., I believe, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. And our Twitter account, twitter.com/HSRadioShow, at HSRadioShow. Our Patreon account, it's patreon.com/HSSRadio if you ever feel the need to donate to the show. That'd be great. I wonder if regular listeners are tired of me saying the same exact goddamn thing at the start of every show. But I got to get it out of the way. You know, Johnny?
You know. Every dollar helps. A dollar pizza party and shit. I wouldn't consider it begging. I'm just putting it out
You're
there.
You're one of the great salesmen of the 20th century. Wait, no, we're in the 21st century.
I'm
now,
a lot
right?
better with a fucking gun in my hand. How about that?
That's just being a fucking criminal, Johnny. For the love of God. Earlier in the week, I had brought this up on Ron and Fez. I want to see what you guys thought about it. I was reading something pretty interesting. I think it was on one of Gawker's sister sites, or one of the blogs, or whatever they. There's like 20 different sections of Gawker now. But one guy was saying that he's sick and tired of waiting for being at a bar, and he just wants a beer, and he has to wait for everyone in front of him ordering a cocktail because. These days, are cocktails bigger than they've probably been? The biggest cocktails have been since what? Fucking Mad Men, the 60s?
I think it's starting to fade back out, honestly.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I don't know, man. You see a lot of dudes with them fucking margaritas and shit now.
But we're at peak cocktail, I'd say.
it's not getting any bigger.
Where every restaurant, every bar has a cocktail program.
They even have a fucking cocktail named after the place you're in. They all have the one.
Yes, of course they do. I mean, you know, that's just. It's getting ridiculous. So this guy who was writing for Gawker was like, we need to change how the bar industry works and set up two different lines at a bar, one for cocktails, one for beer.
To segregate
Now, this
people.
Is just some douche whose parents pay his bills. He's not a guy who owns a bar.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's segregation.
This is just a dude. This is just a, I know nothing about this guy. I just read this article, him proposing.
When did this article come out? This month?
Yeah, this month,
so
this week.
He came up with a fucking idea for segregation. During Black History Month is what you're saying.
I don't think this is segregation.
It is.
Are you saying that black people don't prefer cocktails to beer?
I'm saying.
Because they do.
I'm saying what? Like Hennessy? Is that it?
You know, Hennessy's, Chris? Hennessy's made of grape.
Is it? God.
Yes. It is.
Well, I agree with... Well, all right, we're getting off topic. Yeah. I agree with this dude where there should be a separate fucking line for someone who's drinking beer and for someone who's ordering a cocktail.
Why don't you open a bar that does that?
Because I don't have any fucking money, Chris. Why I'm just agreeing with the guy.
Why don't you just order a fucking pitcher of beer? Now, if they don't offer that, just order three. I double fucking fist that shit. I get two beers, four beers at a time.
Aren't you the manliest man I've ever met?
Not the manliest man. I just don't want to fucking be waiting.
No, but it's ridiculous when people are ordering these cocktails and it takes, you know, you work at a cocktail bar, Chris. Yeah. I've seen it happen where it's a long time to order a cocktail these days.
And it takes a while to make them. It's performance art at this point. Like if you're at the bar and they're making them, they do a lot of extra shit.
It's like Cocktail, that Tom Cruise movie, right?
Is that it? I hate that.
I mean, here's a good strategy if you are a beer drinker. When you get your first beer, just leave a fat tip, and then when the guy sees you, make eye contact with him, he'll just get you the exact same beer you just had and put it in front of you.
Excellent point.
It's not a bad point, but I still believe in this new system of separate beer, separate cocktail lines.
The haves and the have-nots on different lines?
What are you talking about?
It's that poor door, son?
What's a poor door? I'd rather drink beer.
Cocktails are a little more expensive than beers. I'm just saying.
The prime problem with cocktails is I drink them as fast as I drink a beer. Probably faster so, since there's less liquid.
More. You like that sweetness, huh?
I bet you like some sweetness, don't you?
Don't
your mouth.
Play that game. Mmm. Nice.
I thought jizz was salty. That's what he likes.
Yeah. So what? You don't give a shit? You think this is a moot point?
Well, if you're going to pay that much for fucking... I wouldn't do the separate line shit, though. Like, let's say you're on a date with somebody.
I prefer separate but equal.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you're on a date with a chick, right? How does that work? Does she have to go to the other side of the bar... And you stay on the beer side. You see what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
Like, I guess if you had a table, it's different. But if you had a bar, how's that work?
I mean, I guess if you're ordering her a drink, you'd go on. You're doing two lines. But even the beer line will be like a.
You're gonna order a lady. You're gonna order your lady's drink. What century are you in, you barbarian?
Is that barbaric?
Yeah, she has a right to order her own beer. She can do whatever she wants to the body. That's times we're living.
What are you talking about? You're talking gibberish.
So wait, would you have a cocktail bartender and a beer bartender?
That's what I'm saying.
You have two different bartenders too.
Well, what most bars have? How many bartenders per bar these days?
It depends the size. On
a busy night,
you're talking about you're gonna need at least two. So what about bars that are? What about bars that only have one guy on? What about a Wednesday?
Yeah,
I'm just talking about peak. Look, on a Wednesday,
peak out, happy hour. Basically.
I'm talking about peak hour. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's the peak time for bars. I'm talking about peak time. I'm not talking about like it's a Wednesday, like you said, and it's fucking 9 o'clock, and you're just ordering a cocktail. I'm talking about when it's a problem, when shit starts getting fucking backed up.
Yeah, but then like, you don't think the cocktail guy's gonna ask for more money? You think he's going to be fine with just a beer swilling guy?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, this is
you're getting all angry, but you ain't putting your heart into this shit, son.
My heart is bare to both of you and to the listeners of High Society Radio.
A lot of times people just want what they want, and they just everybody else be damned.
Nah, but it's a lot of like holes in that logic, though. Like, again, the date situation. And then how much are you going to pay one guy over the other?
And how salty are you going to be if that fucking beer line is mad long and that cocktail line is dumb short? You're going to be like, this fucking sucks.
But then you might jump on for a cocktail. You're like, screw this. I don't
want
a beer.
What if you just want a beer, bro?
Well, then you're waiting on the line. That's what I'm saying. And how long do you have to wait for 10 people to fucking just pour 10 pints?
Sometimes it takes dumb long.
Because everybody, and then like sometimes the tap ain't working right or shit is flat sometimes.
Some jackass behind the bar has got to flirt with a girl.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying, not every fucking system's perfect, but I feel this is a better system than what we have now.
Nah, I would never fucking implement this in a bar. I've never ran a bar, but this sounds terrible.
It does sound like a bit of a clusterfuck.
Yeah, man.
No, it is the future. This is our first step to a utopian society. Where people are at least until...
It's like your Snowpiercer, son?
It's kind of like Snowpiercer. It's kind of like we're all on a train, and one half of the train is ordering cocktails, and then the other half is ordering beer. And it's all just about the future and how poor people are always being stepped on by the 1%.
I figured with the happy
hour. The 1% being the cocktail drinkers.
I got you.
Understand, Johnny?
Yeah, I got you.
Stanley's going to open a chicken and waffles place.
Yeah.
Oh. We eat chicken on one side, and people eat waffles on the other side.
I just discovered fucking cornbread waffles. Them shit sound delicious. I can't find them in the city yet. There's somewhere.
You just make them, John.
Oh, man. I want to go to that spot. There's a spot.
You just need a waffle
really
iron.
Really good. No, man. It's fucking fried chicken breasts in between three fucking cornbread waffles and shit. It sounds fantastic. They're doing it for the fucking NBA weekend because we got All-Star weekend this week. I got to find that shit. It sounds delicious.
Oh, no.
Oh, it sounds so good.
For All-Star Weekend, huh?
That's what... Yo, that was in the paper today, bro.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Yo, all the NBA teams are going to be there. They're represented. Indiana has, like, a pork sandwich.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's regional.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's a food truck. They're all going to be in the Barclays and shit doing that, though. That's pretty badass. I like that. It's the first time they're ever doing it.
We should go break into the Barclays just when nothing's happening, just to see how it is, you know?
I don't know if we have to break in. We have connections in there.
You have connections in there.
I have a dude that works in there. Like, sometimes if you go in,
yeah,
you can get on this line, they'll serve you cocktails. And another line, they serve you beer.
I see what you're doing there. You're making fun of me.
That's I can't believe you, like, I guess it sounds good, but it's a horrible idea.
I do not see how it's a horrible idea.
I think it's impractical.
I think the opposite. I think it's what makes it practical, at least until this whole cocktail thing fucking calms down.
Why don't you just go to a bar that only serves beers?
Matter of fact,
because every bar serves cocktails.
There's
now
plenty of German beer holes.
Yeah, but like
beer holes?
Beer holes.
I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't know what the fuck that is.
That's this hole right here.
All
right. I'm talking about it. It's the beer hole.
But like that time we went to Yankee Stadium this summer. That Malibu Lounge shit we went to?
Oh, yeah.
Technically, it's only supposed to be cocktails, but they were serving beer.
What do you mean technically? They had fucking beer taps on there.
Yeah, but the way they present it, it's the Malibu. It's sponsored by Malibu. You would think they'd only give you fucking cocktails.
It's just a bar that got some sort of deal with Malibu. It's Yankees. The Yankees were like, we need more money, so let's sell this fucking sign in this bar to Malibu and just feed them shitty Malibu.
Cool, but like that's the only spot where you could get those big sippy cup shits that you guys are drinking on.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love a nice pina colada, huh?
That should look delicious. I ain't gonna lie. Who doesn't
enjoy a pina colada taking in a Yankee game?
With guys fucking yelling at the top of their lungs.
Headmaster. All Yankee fans out there, Chase Headley is re-signed.
Yes.
And I'm going to continue my quest to get him be called the headmaster.
I was thinking about that. You should go in dressed like a fucking school kid and
all right. Okay. Like the genius. No, I should go in dressed like the genius.
Yeah, that works too.
Headmaster! Yes. I gotta get in John Sterling's ear. Like, you gotta call.
Chase Headley. You could probably find him on the streets. His crib burned down.
I know. Well, did you find it weird that he lives in a apartment?
He's an older guy at that age.
Yeah, but he's been the voice of the Yankees. He should have been banking it up for years, being the voice of the Yankees.
I don't know what kind of lifestyle he's living. I'm gonna just say that.
You think he does mad yayo?
Yo, he's doing something because at that age, you live in Dolo, son. You ain't got no kids. That's saying something, bro. I never heard about no kids. You'd think you'd bring up your fucking kids 20 years on the air. Just like, oh, hey, happy birthday to my kids.
Just because your dad's fucking famous and successful usually means you're not going to be.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but just, you know, big up your kid on a birthday or like, oh, hey, my seed graduated. Congrats, youngster.
He's crushing the game.
Who?
Tom Hanks' son.
Oh, yeah.
Chet Hayes.
Chet Hayes is that dude. Hanks.
He's also Tom Hanks' son.
Who the fuck is Chet Hayes?
He's his other kid.
That's
his
rapper son.
He's
crushing the game right now.
Shut up.
Yeah, he's a rapper. Yeah. And I think he's sober now. I think he got too fucked up all the time. He's not even that old.
You talking about Riff Raff?
Nah, I'm not talking about. Is Riff Raff sober? Good for him.
Macklemore?
Riff Raff is training with Hulk Hogan to become a professional wrestler.
Yo, I heard about that. Hey, my boy's jacked. I'm like, yo, you know what? That gimmick might work. He could be the new Razor Ramon for white people.
As long as he beats fucking Roman Reigns, right? Is that what the internet thinks I should say?
Shit. That Austin
Roman Reigns, yo.
Right, son.
What?
Did you see that shit with him and Triple H? I thought Triple H did a good job on it.
Well, when they made out?
No, that
that was something else I was watching.
So you want to share your happiness with everybody today?
First of all, you told me about a dream you had.
Yeah. I was going to call you when I fucking had it, too, but... Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
You just said you told me before we started recording that you had like a weird dream.
Yeah.
That involved me and Chris.
Well, I had a dream.
Super gay. I don't want to know about it.
Well, no. I had a dream. You went to his house and you had an argument about something and you shot him and then you killed yourself. And I was like, damn. Yeah, I'm mad gay for that. I was like, what am I doing with my life?
Oh, man. So that is all right. In your mind, you had a gay dream.
Yeah.
Because it was a murder-suicide between two dudes, which we've come to the conclusion that if two dudes commit murder-suicide,
it's gay.
Kind of gay.
It is. You can't justify shit.
So wait, why are you having a gay dream?
I don't know. So it was like, man, it was kind of Inception-y and shit.
Do you know
like,
what we were arguing about?
I don't know, but Chris was turning red and he was using his hands and he just shot you with a shotgun and he put the shotgun in his mouth.
Jesus,
and blew his brains out.
That's crazy, dude.
I was like, damn. So I woke up, I was like, damn, these two dudes is gay and I'm having gay dreams. Like, what the fuck?
Well, we're not gay. It's your whole brain. You
nah,
had
man,
gay
like,
thoughts.
I can see
when
you
we
doing that,
around.
Though. Like, you get overly aggressive and passionate with this dude.
I think this means we're all gay.
Eh, it might be, son.
I don't think that's what I mean. I think it just means Johnny's gay.
No, because I feel like this, it's like the dream world comes out in the real world sometimes.
It's so very inception.
If
said.
Not, if we're not, if Chris and I aren't gay, this at least is putting gay thoughts into our brains that Johnny is having these dreams.
It fucking freaked me out.
This is like Firestarter. This is nothing like Firestarter.
Oh, God,
I just wanted
no.
to say that. Yo, have you seen Firestarter recently?
I haven't seen that shit like in what, 2 years?
The Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Vehicle when she was very young and she had telekinetic
she had that
powers.
Fire power.
Yeah, that was a pretty good movie. But no, it's really weird.
Mm.
Like George C. Scott's in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like a weird, like, I don't want to say like ped, but he's like, he like becomes obsessed with her. And like.
But he was studying her though, right? For the research lab, wasn't he?
He was trying to like get her to use her fucking firepower in her brain.
For the military.
Yeah, but then he's like, it's like, I'll fucking do this for you military guys, but then you got to give her to me. And then I want to kill her. But it was very strange.
I think you've told me about this movie on this podcast before.
You've never seen it, right?
No.
It's all right. It didn't age too well.
Oh, I think it's great.
It's all right. I can stand it, but I don't know if Chris would like it.
Probably not.
You don't like shit where like kids have superpowers and shit, right?
I don't know what that really means.
Like, you never seen a movie with like baby geniuses and shit like that?
I've never seen that.
That
I don't
movie
know
was
that
fucking
is.
Terrible.
No.
Why are you watching Baby Geniuses for?
Isn't that a kid's movie?
Yeah. I was like fucking 12 when that came out. I had to take my little brother to it.
I'll tell you one thing. I've been watching Dog with a Blog on Disney Channel because
the fuck out of here.
I've lost the will to live.
What is
oh
this?
My
what?
God. Why?
Look up Dog with a Blog.
You're not fucking serious, right?
Oh, no. I've watched a number of episodes on and if
what
it's on, I put
wrong
it on.
You, son?
I don't know.
Didn't I give you an HBO go pass and shit?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Evergreen.
HBO might be listening.
Evergreen's Titties is on that fucking 300 movie.
Oh, I watched that after the Super Bowl.
Dumb Titties is nice, man.
I was whacked. I was like, let's put it on 300. Rise of an Empire or whatever.
Movie's terrible, but that fuck scene was all right. I was like, damn.
Oh, yeah, that was a great sex scene.
I was like, shit, son. I would have definitely joined her army off of that. Like, yo, I ain't even got
oh,
no wife.
Oh, yeah.
What am I
I'd
doing?
I'd be like,
son?
Yeah, I'll join your freak army led by a giant homoerotic weird dude.
Is the dude that really that tall? Is he like 7'5"?
Yeah, it's this is a story. It was an historically accurate
That's what I'm
film.
Saying. I know his dad was a real dude. I don't know if he was like that big, though.
Xerxes or whatever the hell
yeah,
you pronounce
that's
his
name, son.
Yeah.
That gyro eating motherfucker.
I guess that guy liked gyros. I don't know. But yeah, Dog with a Blog is great. It's about a dog.
Why are you even looking this shit up?
He told me to.
It's about, I put up a picture of like the
my
cast.
God. Oh, fuck, Stanley.
Right, so there's like a father, mother, like an older son, and then like this middle sister, and then like the little girl, and then there's the dog.
Is that is the dad the dude from fucking Kitchen Impossible?
No, it's not.
It looks like
it's not Robert Irvine, okay?
He's fucking jacked as shit.
And there's a dog, but the dog has a blog, and it could talk, but only the kids can understand him.
His mom's pointing his foot at him like she want to fuck.
And the middle daughter seems like a real slut. She seems like she's going to be like a fucking, like, you know,
she's
a Disney
kid.
Ariana Grande of some sort.
That's what they do, I guess.
Yeah, that's her, Chris.
This one right here?
Yeah.
This girl, like, 12?
Oh,
I don't know
God
how she is.
Damn it.
Johnny, you into this?
Yo, what the fuck did I say before the show?
I just asking a question.
No.
We're talking about Dog with
no,
a Blog.
No, I don't watch Dog with a Blog.
But yeah, so I've...
Sneaky
I've,
blog?
I've gone off the deep end.
Does that say Stan Sneaky Blog?
Stan is the name of the dog, dude.
And he's got a blog.
Yeah.
And he's got a blog.
Yeah,
and
son.
And you do have an HBO Go password, and you're still watching.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm like, oh, man, Dog with the Blog's on. Got to put that on.
You need a Showtime pass, too, bro?
Oh, like, I love a Showtime pass.
I'll
you got one?
What does your girlfriend think when you're watching Dog with a Blog?
She just feels sad.
Speaking of, what are you guys doing for Valentine's Day? 50 Shades of Grey, right?
No.
Oh, I already got my tickets, bruh. And there's only... And it's one for me and one for you, Bronx Johnny.
Ah, that's not happening. You ain't killing me in the movie theater,
chill,
dog.
We're going to chill in that back seat. We're going to be doing key bumps, smoking e-cigs. Just be like, oh, I can't believe Christian Grey's this hot, right, Johnny?
Oh, my God. Did you even read that book?
I read all three of them.
There was three of them shit?
Just three of them. Oh, there's going to be three movies. Apparently, like, the pre-sales for these goddamn movies, the first one, rather, is just, like, through the roof. Like, it's gigantic. Like,
is it going to be in 3D IMAX?
I don't know.
That doesn't even make no sense. Why
I heard,
it?
Like, 20% of the
movie. That bitch is mad pasty. I don't even know if it's black and white or that's just his skin, son.
Nah, dude, that's what she looks like.
Damn, she's pasty.
Oh, I've said this before, but
got no ass either.
Christian Grey is a crackhead in the books. He's a crack baby.
He's rich as shit, though.
No, but he's a crack baby. He's like his mom was a crackhead.
So that's why he does the shit he does.
Oh no, the fucking book makes no sense. Like he constantly tries to like he's always like hang-ups, like he tries to, like feed her, like you have to eat, like you always have to eat. Like he's fucking. It's the book makes no sense. It's terrible.
I know
terrible.
People like that. That's kind of scary.
You know Christian Grey, billionaire playboy. Like it. Yeah, he's like 29 years old or something, like a billionaire.
Don't you do that? God. Don't you just like eat something? You do that to Johnny all the time.
No, when we're out to dinner
fucking
together,
he orders for me and shit. That's what he does.
When we're out to dinner together, I'll order Johnny. Like, excuse me, miss. He'll have the tall stack of pancakes and.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Bring him a steak. Can you cut it for him?
You know what? Never mind. I'll cut it for him.
The day that happens, I'm stabbing you in the face with the knife.
That isn't until Chris shoots me in the head with a shotgun.
Yo, that shit might go down.
I guess because we're gay. I don't know.
I'm just trying to keep that sweet $260 a month to myself from Patreon.
Hey, I'm happy with that, and I would love more people to donate to the Patreon account. Patreon.com/High Society Radio. We're getting some stickers printed. Isn't that fun, Johnny?
Sounds delicious.
They're pretty. Yeah, it is delicious. You'll be able to eat the stickers. Yeah.
We need to. You still have that like stack of random CDs that have shows we never released on them. We need to put those up on Patreon.
Yeah, we'll put those up on Patreon. Mad more content. You have an interview lined up, correct?
Yeah, but that's not going to be only on Patreon. That's just going to be out there. I do have an interview lined up. It's going to be in a couple weeks.
But people will be able to get early access to it. If you sign up to the Patreon, you get early access to the show every week. And, of course, you get a shout-out. And I'll play the baller fucking sound effect because that's what you get.
Hey, you pay for it.
And then...
how's my girl Linda doing?
Who's Linda?
Linda.com.
Oh, yeah, we have that sponsor. Linda.com/High Society Radio.
Go there
and get a free subscription. Get a free two-week trial of Linda.com. Learn how to make some programs. You can make your own podcast. You have to listen to this.
Nah, you don't need to do that.
No. Just listen to this one. Don't worry about your own podcast.
You can learn how to enhance your fucking listening experience, like through HD listening type shit.
It's Linda.com/High Society Radio. It's all there. It's all you ever need, really.
Damn, that bitch is pasty, though. God damn.
Who's that? The chick behind 50 Shades of Grey?
Don Johnson's daughter.
Dakota Johnson is her name, Johnny.
Damn, Don really went out on a limb on that one.
What's that supposed to mean, bro?
Mm-mm.
She's not an ugly broad.
Nah, I seen better, son.
Whoa!
Don't do it for me. It's got like a boring face. That bitch from Wolf of Wall Street was all right.
She was.
She's doing an interracial movie now with Will Smith. I'm kind of like, you know, I got to deal with that.
That's how you describe Focus, movie?
Yeah.
The interracial movie?
That's the one. I got to deal with that.
You have an interesting way of looking at the world, Johnny.
So Johnny, you alluded to something about Stanley being happy about something. This seems very odd. I don't really believe it.
Yeah, no, he was fucking giggling like a bitch when I came in here watching that shit.
Oh, yes. All right, so are you aware of the new...
Oh, God.
Trojan commercial. It's not new. It's probably been on TV for a little while now.
I didn't even know they still made commercials. What happened to Trojan?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They made I think maybe a year ago, they released like a bunch of really weird, awkward Trojan commercials.
Like, be real. You still think people use condoms and shit?
Yeah, I think people still use
condoms.
That's
some backwards shit.
No one in this room uses them.
Hell no. Why would you?
Because we're straight and we're men.
Fuck yeah, man.
Contrary to everything we just said,
my dick's so tight it can't
get
AIDS, bro. That shit can't even get in my pores on my dick.
So there's a new Trojan commercial.
It gets in your dick hole. It doesn't get in your pores. I don't think you gotta worry about it getting in your pores.
I don't know, bro. I just know I don't got that shit. I get tested constantly.
Thank God.
there's this commercial for, I think it was like the Icy Hot condoms. It seems like it's, that's what it is, an Icy Hot condom.
Yeah, it's like double your pleasure type shit.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just a condom is what it is.
Yeah.
So someone on Reddit saw this commercial and was like, this looks exactly like a Mentos commercial, and then put the Mentos theme song underneath it.
It does work.
It works like perfectly. The first time I saw this, I just, I lolled. I lolled. That's, for you guys who might not know, that's laughed out loud. Oh.
To be fair, it's very weird to see you happy about anything, but for this, it's
I like, watched. I was just watching over and over again. I really enjoyed it.
You want to play it?
Yeah, I want to play it, definitely. Hyped? Yeah, I'm mad hyped. So there's nothing for anyone listening, but
it's a couple making out, like really hot and heavy on the couch.
It doesn't matter what
he's
comes,
rubbing her ass.
Goes better in life.
With his pocket. It's not a Mentos, it's a Trojan. He dropped on the floor.
Staying fresh, staying cool. With
they're making out. He's reaching for it.
At
can't
that
find
point,
it.
He quits on the condom and just shoves it under the fucking couch.
Oh, she busts out a condom, though.
He was like, oh, you got me.
Mentos, the fresh maker.
Yo, just search Trojan Mentos for anyone who hasn't seen it. And no, it'll come up immediately.
I'll post it on Twitter.
Yeah, they perfect. Post it on Twitter. It's the best video of 2015.
Oh, God.
Better than Kanye attempting to, I guess, rob Beck. I don't.
Hey, it looked like it.
That's a racist thing.
That's what he does. Like, he robs white people of their dignity. They get a fucking award and he just shows up. He's like a fucking Monty Python bit. Can't just do good.
He's basically Giant Foot.
Yeah, fucking, he guy's a prick. And then like, yo, I'm giving him credit because they're thinking, oh, this is a gag. He's like, he's just fucking with them. But then you find out he really did that shit.
Yeah. He went on E and like started going on like a crazy.
He shouldn't
man,
be
man.
Doing E on television like that. I went for
I
it.
Get
fuck
it.
You guys.
I get it. It would have been funny, Johnny, if this was 1994. All right? We do Molly now. We don't do E bombs.
Madonna does Molly, bro. I don't even call it that shit anymore. I just call it that shit. Let me get that shit.
You know what Australians call it?
What?
Mudma.
Mudma?
Mudma. Like MDMA. They just pronounce MDMA mudma.
Doesn't sound a little racist, Steve?
Oh, not really.
They treat the Aboriginal pretty bad over there.
Oh, they're the worst.
It's just like, oh, well.
They basically have a slave class. Oh, I was thinking about this.
Why don't we have a slave class?
Why did slavery get fucking abolished in America?
Jesus. What was that?
Hit us up at HS Radio Show. No, don't.
Oh,
that
God.
That was a joke.
Please don't do that.
Why is there ever, can you try to think, has there ever been like a movie about like Native Americans in like contemporary times?
Like, what you mean, like now?
Yeah, like now, like fuck, like, or say in the last 20 years, has there ever been like a Native American movie?
The Wayne's World one.
Well, right, wait.
No.
Has there been a movie, but or does it take place now?
Slumdog Millionaire.
Has it been like a movie set in present day within the last 20 years?
Mickey Rourke made some movie where he played a Native American hitman.
Really?
Oh, yeah. God,
what was it called?
I don't remember. It was like DVD shit. I really don't remember. I definitely saw it.
So go have one where awful. He had to fight like a fucking oil big rig company, and he was Native American and that shit too. He was having them flashbacks and shit, man. You know what I'm talking about too,
I know,
bro.
I know.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's like, all right, every other culture has like cinema history.
That one with Nick Cage too, the fucking Indian Whisperer or whatever. They went in Vietnam.
Navajo talker. Wind talkers.
Watch your mouth.
Wind talkers.
Yeah, there you go. Ain't no holes up in here.
What?
Yeah.
Navajo. I feel like that's just right. I think people would love like a badass Native American like action.
Matter of fact,
film.
The dude from Navajo with the glasses, he's like
can't
an Indian.
Can't say Navajo.
In
it's trademarked. Fucking it is.
Let's see what else.
But do you like the Native American tribes to sign off on that, I guess? Because, you know, you got to be careful with the Native Americans.
They got their casinos. They don't give a fuck.
You know, they're going to start growing weed, too.
Can they?
In California, like, I guess the U.S. Department of Justice, like, released some memo that was basically said, yeah, it's cool. If they want to grow weed, they can.
Can they have whorehouses?
I don't know. But apparently they can...
it's not federal land. It's their land,
bang
right?
Bang out casinos, and now a tribe in California is going to start growing weed.
Fuck yeah.
Just pumping out bud.
I don't know if I'd
pumping
trust them with that shit,
herb.
Though.
They're probably going to hire some goddamn pale face to grow the weed, Johnny.
It's hysterical when you say that shit.
Yeah.
No
That's
good pale
bomb right there, pale face.
No good pale
face. You pale face motherfucker.
Yeah. But seriously, there should be like a. What if there was a TV show about some fucking some or a movie about some Native American dudes just growing weed and like being gangsters? I think people would fucking love it.
Matter of fact, wasn't Corey from Trailer Park Boys a fucking Native American?
Was he? I don't know.
He looked like it.
Really?
I think he mentions that he has Native American.
Fuck it. There you go. Trailer Park Boys.
Corey was
on the cusp of shit.
The tall dude or the short? I can't.
Short one with the glasses.
I always thought he was like black. His name's like Michael Jordan. Yeah, dude. Sorry, I read the fucking credits.
I don't.
Congrats.
I do too. It's just like,
yeah,
fuck.
You know what? You should congratulate me because it made Johnny look like an idiot.
To be fair though, like Trailer Park Boys, you don't really need the credits. They actually do use most of their fucking names on that show.
Yeah, I think they're yeah, I think Trevor's name was Trevor.
Right, and Corey's Corey and fucking they all fucking mostly have their names and shit. Like Leahy's daughter's fucking Leahy.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah Dunsworth?
Done on that ass, bro.
What? Mm. Are you attracted to his daughter?
Yeah, big time.
She's aged well, right?
Yes, she has.
What about Lucy? What about Ricky's ex-wife?
I never really like into Lucy and shit. She don't like, she'd skank me out a little
bit. Not even when she got them fake titties, bro.
I appreciate the effort, but it was like, damn, those are some Trailer Park titties. She's got to be rocks. Can't fuck with that shit.
I mean, she got them things through Canadian healthcare.
J-Rock had the mean hoes. I'll give J-Rock that shit.
Well, yeah, the Bear Pimp Project. Love that movie. Love it. Oh, Chris found some video of these porn girls saying who they'd bang. Historical figures?
Is this set to fucking Mentos music?
No, it's not.
Well, then why am I going to it?
The funny thing about this is, I'll preface it by saying the question is, who would they fuck from history?
Okay.
And then some of their answers are, like, which historical figure would they have sex with?
Okay, all right. So I want you to pause it before they say, and we'll try to guess. We'll say who the porn star.
Everybody pick one. All right,
pause it. Hold on.
So here's Jesse Jane.
That's Jesse. All right.
I pulled my mic out.
All right. So...
All right, so Jesse Jane is up. Who do you think? All right, I'm going to say the person in history that she would sleep with is Genghis Khan. Johnny.
I'm going to say Hitler.
Chris, who do you say? You got to play the game, too.
I've already seen this.
But who you... Ah.
All right. Okay, so all right. Let's go. Jesse Jane.
Boo.
100%. I want to bang Marilyn.
Who'd she say?
She said Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe. Oh, okay, I forgot they want to bang women, too. All right, so who's next? What's the next porn star?
What's her name here? What's her name? Melanie Monroe is the next one.
Melanie Monroe. Who do you think she'll want to sleep with in history, Johnny?
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, that's a good one. Shit, I should have said that. I should say that for every answer, just like that. All right, any person alive or dead, or pretty much the same one from history, I'm going to say Leonardo da Vinci.
No other person I would like to have sex with but her.
That would be awesome. Or Anna Nicole. One of those two, or maybe them together.
Oh, yeah. Nikki Phoenix, and she said either Marilyn Monroe.
Why is there a dude on
or
here?
Or Anna Nicole Simpson.
Ugh. Anna Nicole Simpson. She was just kind of a mess.
She got around, though. I'll give her that.
Why would you give her that?
In her prime, I'd give her that shit.
When she was the guest model? Guest jeans model?
And she was in a Naked Gun movie. God,
oh, yeah.
Damn, first crush.
Anna Nicole Smith. We all just called her Anna Nicole Simpson, which is... Not right.
Oh boy.
Yeah, fuck it.
Next is Tommy Pistol from I met Tommy Pistol at the at a Burning Angel porn release party.
He treat you right?
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Yeah, nice.
He's very, very odd.
Evil Angel people are pretty fucking cool, man.
Not Evil Angel, dude, Burning Angel.
Burning? I'm sorry.
God damn it. Tommy Pistol, who's he gonna say? I'm gonna hope he's gonna say a chick, unless he is gay, then whatever. I'm gonna say he's a weirdo. So it's going to be someone odd. I'm going to say Marie Curie.
I don't even know. Janis Joplin.
Go. Helen Keller.
Helen Keller?
Come on,
fuck,
man.
I was going to say Helen Keller. God damn it.
You didn't say it. What the fuck's the point of that? I don't even know who this girl is.
Why would I say Marie Curie? I'm an idiot. All right, Rachel Maddow. I don't know who this is.
She's biting off that Christy Mack look.
They're all biting off the Christy Mack look, all Johnny.
God bless you.
Who are you going to say? Who's she going to say?
All right, Rachel Maddow. She, she's asymmetrical haircut. Let's say it's going to be something weird. I'm saying she's going to want to sleep with Len Bias.
Frank Sinatra.
Is it weird if I say Abe Lincoln?
I was close.
I was closer with Len Bias.
Oh, he did freedom, so yeah. Again.
All right, who's next? Tommy Pistol
again?
Yeah, he's just explaining why he would want to have sex with Helen Keller.
I don't want to hear that. If I would have gotten it right, I would like to hear. Yeah, this
guy's on mute. He's still fucking rambling. Oh,
who's Nico Dye?
God damn, I'd come in that.
I don't need to tell everyone who you come inside of.
Jesus Christ!
All right.
Oh, you hold it in. What a waste.
All right, Nico Dye, Asian. Now, Chris, I'm going to ask you a question. Does she have an Asian accent or does she have an English accent? American accent.
She's American.
She's Cali girl?
I think she's going to pick a girl. I'm going to say Elizabeth Taylor.
Kendall Jenner.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. I love you.
Yeah! Wow. Black physicist power, my man.
The brother physicist.
Fuck yeah, son.
Damn it. I was way off.
I was close.
At least now Neil deGrasse Tyson knows he can get in that. Miko Dye.
He been knew that shit. My man's a physicist.
What?
That's
he
what
plans
I'm saying.
That shit out.
You think he just calls pussies a wormhole while he's fucking chicks?
Right. Yeah, he used to be jacked back in the day, bro.
I mean, used to be. He's fucking solid as a rock.
He wears turtlenecks. I don't take you seriously if you wear a turtleneck. You ain't no Bond villain.
All right. Let's go to the next porn star. Try to figure this out for ourselves.
Still rambling.
Yeah, I don't care about what she has to say.
God damn it, Tommy Pistol.
He's still talking about how he wants to fuck a deaf and mute chick. And then this girl, Miko Dye, is showing you that she's got like a
biohazard tattoo.
It's a physicist sign? All
right, Alexis, Texas.
Mm.
All right, I'm going to say, because of her last name, Texas, she's going to pick someone from Texas's history. I'm going to say, who's the dude with the coonskin cap?
Like Davy Crockett.
I'm going to say Davy Crockett.
Johnny Cash.
Elvis.
What? Boo. She says she'd sleep with Elvis.
That's my bitch right there. Bonnie Rotten, fucking top three in the game right now.
Really? I don't like the spider webs tattooed around her nipples.
If that's that white power sign, I don't give a fuck. I'm not even offended.
What are you talking
about? Most people that get that shit on their elbows is like a white power sign. You never heard that one?
Oh, man. I should get these things removed. I love minorities. All right.
Who you got?
Bonnie Rotten. So she's all tatted up and weird. I'm going to say Jerry Lee Lewis.
Damn. Fuck, that was a good one.
Yeah, thank you. Maybe I'm just saying that because the last girl just said Elvis, but I'm saying Jerry Lee Lewis.
Shit.
He's not even dead yet.
Damn. Fuck it. One of the Ramones.
Didi?
Whatever. The Ramones. She'll fuck all the Ramones.
So far, you guys score is at 0-0. So.
I almost got Helen Keller, but man. I pussied out. All right. I said Mary Curie for some reason.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with Bonnie Rotten.
Bruce Willis.
Really?
What the
Bruce
fuck?
Willis?
That's a lazy answer. Yeah, and he's fucked mad porn stars, by the way.
Yeah, it seems like she could just fuck Bruce
Willis.
He likes
Willis to shit on. Wait, is that Stallone? Which one's on the legend likes to shit
that
on
that story is just Stallone. All right, keep going.
Stallone likes to shit on chicks?
No, he likes to shit on glass while chicks are underneath looking
that's
at him.
That's the rumor. That's the big Hollywood rumor.
All
right, go past Alexis, Texas, where you heard her bullshit answer.
Wait, maybe she's saying other people.
I don't care. Little Red Bunny. Who the
I don't
hell
even
is
know
this?
Who that is.
All right, Little Red Bunny.
Little tight fucking body.
Calm down, Johnny. They're not even getting naked. All right, Little Red Bunny. Who would this? She's a total mystery to me. This woman. I don't know who she is.
I watch a lot of porn.
Between you and I, we watch a lot of pornography. All right. I'm gonna say she wants to sleep with Albert Einstein.
Ralph Macchio.
Okay.
I'm region.
Good answer.
People often say I'm like the new Marilyn Monroe, and I thought it would be awesome to have Marilyn Monroe on my
Come
bed.
Come on!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You're wasting answers. Somebody fucking said
she
that
was
already.
The third one that said. You know mad porn stars are going to say they're going to fuck Marilyn Monroe.
No, apparently I did not because I have not said it once.
She sounds like Bruce Willis's girlfriend in Pulp Fiction. She's asking for fucking blueberry pancakes.
Is she French?
Yeah. I guess so.
Let me Google that.
She's all right looking.
Little Red Bunny.
All
right. I would fuck Zed. Zed's dead, baby.
Fucking cute.
Abby woman. Cross.
Oh, she's a bad bitch. I know
who
Abby.
That is. I'm just fucking straight. I should just be saying Marilyn Monroe for all of these. I've gotten three
at this
right
point.
Already. I'm going to say John Lennon.
Gary Oldman.
The first thing that comes to my mind is Benjamin Franklin.
What the fuck?
Damn, that was a good answer, too.
Ben Franklin loved the hose. That is a good answer. Ben Franklin loved the hose.
Oh, God.
I really felt good about John Lennon. But maybe, that's more of an answer of, like, if Stoya was being asked, she would probably go with something stupid like that.
Nah, she'd say some, like, Russian poet or some shit. Maybe Rasputin.
Dostoevsky? Okay. I guess, Tchaikovsky? All right, never mind. Sabrina Banks. Is she black?
No. She's mixed.
All right. Sabrina Banks. She's mixed. That's going to fall. All right, I'm going to say Frederick Douglass.
Johnny Depp.
One of the Beatles.
God damn it! Bitch! Damn it! I hate this game.
Let's listen to the rest of her answer real quick.
All right.
Probably. I don't have a specific one, but one of them.
Oh, what a bitch.
So you would have technically been right, because she would have fucked any one of the Beatles.
Then John Lennon would be correct, because he was a Beatle.
Well, you're right.
Instead, I go with Frederick Douglass. I'm an idiot!
Just because she's mixed?
Ugh.
I wasn't trying to be racist there.
If anything, you were trying to
I'm
unite.
All over the place here, right? I'm getting very close, and it's very frustrating.
I'm like a mile off.
Yeah, you're terrible. All right, Mia Isabella. Is Mia Isabella a tranny?
It sounds
or
like
transgendered,
it.
Rather?
I have no idea. I've never heard of her.
Kind of looks like a dude, wears dudish features in the face. So I'm going to say he's going to go for a chick. No, a dude. I'm going to say Mia Isabella. I want to say Bruce Lee, but I'm not.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to say Paul Newman.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Say Marilyn Monroe. She was a.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me, man? Come on.
What? They just want to fuck Marilyn Monroe. You don't want to fuck Marilyn
Monroe? What's the point of this shit if they all going to answer the same shit? If you guys asking a question, like, yo, five other fucking human beings said it before you.
Why are you getting mad at me?
Not mad at you, Chris. We're just mad at the game.
I'm feeling like you made this shit up, your goddamn self. You just chilling with this tranny broad and you ask a random
transgender
question. All right.
Yeah, I'm pretty frustrated here.
I'm very upset.
All right, who's next? I don't want to hear what me. I don't want to hear their shitty reasoning unless I get it right. Chanel Preston.
Oh,
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah,
I don't know who these broads are.
She's good at that anal action, bro.
Great. Chanel Preston. I think it's going to be a week. I'm going to say Joe Strummer. Joe Strummer
God
is my
damn,
answer.
That's fucking weird.
I think it's strong though.
Fuck it. I'm going with Bill Murray.
Jolie before she was.
Angelina
what?
Jolie.
God damn it.
Had to say it eventually.
I guess. At least she didn't say Marilyn Monroe again. Oh. I really thought I was going to hit it with Joe Strummer. All right, Jennifer White.
She got a nice ass.
All right, it's good to know.
Her
okay.
face is looking kind of weird now. She got a little weird looking.
She actually took meat off of it, though. She had a nice chubbier face. Maybe she lost weight.
All right, Jennifer White. I feel like she's going to say a chick, but I'm going to go with the dude because I feel like I'm getting closer with dudes.
I mean, you have been for years and years at this point.
No hobo. Wait, that's the wrong one. Jennifer White. I'm going to say Tupac. It's Tupac. Fucking lock it up. I win.
Damn.
We're just 0 for 0.
I'm going to say James Dean.
Fine. All right. All right, hit it, Chris.
And Nicole Smith.
Again, Anna Nicole?
Fucking robots, man. This is retarded at this point. Like, they're just saying the same shit.
We have to get one.
I'm on fucking crazy pills right now.
You've always been on crazy pills. All right, Chanel Preston, I don't care. Keep going.
Wait, did she say it another person?
No.
She's just explaining why she picked?
Yeah, I think that might have been the last one.
Oh.
I'm fucking thankful.
Yeah, it was the last
You know how stupid this is? It only got two comments, and it's shit about porn stars. It only got two comments.
That was the worst game ever. We got every single one wrong.
Weren't even fucking close. Ben Franklin, for real? You gonna fuck Ben Franklin?
At least that was going like really historic. Like I figured like they would want to go with like really fake, like not Anna Nicole Smith and Marilyn Manson. That's like hack answers.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe. What did I say? Marilyn Manson? I'm sure they want Marilyn Manson too.
He's probably already done it. My man gets around.
Bruce Willis. Yeah, I feel like you got to go. At least Ben Franklin's like old timey. You know what I mean? Abe Lincoln was a good answer.
None of them even said Jesus.
I mean, Jesus, I think, you know.
I think Lexi Bell probably would have said Jesus because remember, she wanted to fuck those dads.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So God bless her.
Oh, you hear about the new show she's going to be a judge on called The Sex Factor?
What, Playboy?
No, no, it's a TV show that's, I think it's like a $1 million contract with a porn company. And you,
on regular TV?
No, it doesn't have a channel yet, but it's being produced.
Probably Esquire. They could probably take the risk. Maybe Spike?
It's called The Sex Factor, and it's regular people competing, having sex on film.
Yeah, Playboy's done that a long time ago, though.
Well, now The Sex Factor's happening, bro.
I'm just saying.
That that girl who was on, was a Wall Street intern, is gonna who ended up doing porn.
Oh, she's on it. She already has a $1 million contract.
She's on it.
I think it's very odd that there's still $1 million porn contracts.
And Bell Knox was going to be the host of it, but they took her off probably because she's too dumb.
Oh, come on.
I'm just going
to
guess.
Didn't she go to Duke?
Doesn't mean anything.
They need to get that Oregon State girl on there. God damn.
Oregon State girl? Yeah.
Yo, she's a cam girl. Like, she's done, like, getting fucked by a boyfriend on there. I was looking for her. I couldn't find it.
Here's the contestants.
I'll find it.
They're all right.
Let's see. There's dudes in here, too.
The colonel.
Oh, yeah. There's dudes.
Oh, you got to have
what do they? What do they judge him on?
Wait. Go back up.
Nobody's watching this to
see
dudes.
Sydney Gilmore's all right.
These chicks are all right.
Angelina Ray's good.
Wait, are these actual porn stars?
No,
like girls trying to get into the business.
Yeah.
Just put a dick in your mouth and film that shit. That's how you get into the business.
Johnny, come on.
What?
Well, I think the $1 million is a pretty sweet addition. There's no way they're giving a dude $1 million. Don't dudes make like $100 to do a porn scene or something?
I have no idea.
No, but that might be the upset pick because you got to figure the fucking favorite is going to be Veronica Vane. I could see her getting eliminated like in the second.
Oh, because she's the Wall Street chick, right?
I think she'd get eliminated before the finals. That's how you spice it up a little bit. Because she already has the money, right?
So she already has a contract, yeah. I mean, well, it's a reality TV show, and it involves porn, so I'm going to assume that it's going to be completely fake, and they're going to have the winner by the time they start
filming
the first
episode. I'm
kind of
shocked they don't have like a washed-up star on it. You would think they'd go for that. Right?
Just have what's your name get back into porn? What's your name that writes a blog now? Aurora Snow?
Nah, I think she got back in it. Like maybe China.
Get Belladonna back in it. You know she was in that.
Oh God bless you, Bella.
She was in Inherent Vice.
Was she?
Spoiler alert! It's a small role.
Oh man, I want to watch that movie.
Oh yeah,
I saw that.
I didn't catch that.
Was she good in it?
She was the sister that he talked to in his. She was the chick. She had short hair and a small yellow dress.
Could you recognize
her?
Yeah, I do
remember that.
I was like, who is that? Yeah. I got to say, who is that? But like, oh shit, it was Belladonna.
Now I'm gonna just watch it because she's in it.
Yeah, go for it, bro.
Fuck, it looked like a good movie too, man.
It was good.
It was all right. I don't really.
Joaquin Phoenix.
I gotta watch. First time I watched, I was distracted. So now I'm gonna have to figure it out.
No, it's probably best to watch a bit distracted because like a lot of it, you're trying to follow it and you don't need to.
Is it crazy? Does this be fucking crazy and shit?
It's a weird movie. It's good. It's like some of it is.
He's good playing weird characters, though. Like,
yeah, he's great.
He made Johnny Cash a little bit weird, and it made it work.
Joaquin Phoenix is the man.
I didn't really like her. I couldn't like. I watched the first 10 minutes. So I was like, I can't do this. This is nonsense.
You gotta stay through with the dog.
Was he put his dick on the phone? Like, what do you?
Yes, he puts his dick on the phone, and you missed it. You missed that part. Yeah, don't you feel silly?
Yeah, at this point, yeah. Why not?
That's right. You better feel silly.
What? Tori Black is a judge on this too.
I'm oh
Asa
man,
Kira is the host. This could be great. We'll probably watch this.
They don't really
got
any old school ones on there. Like Nina Hartley should be on there.
That's true.
They ain't got no respect for these gangsters out here no more.
All right.
Oh, we're almost out of time, boys. But I do want to say that now that football's over on Sundays,
mm-hmm.
I've started gambling on risk games. So
oh my god!
I did win a couple $100 last weekend. So I feel like the smartest man in the world.
Are you fucking telling me?
And I'll take all fucking comers in Classic Risk.
Is that including the people that are listening to this?
That's the fucking
including
war game,
the people
right?
listening to this.
Is that the
really?
Fucking war game?
So they can reach you at phicks202 at gmail, right?
phicks202@gmail.com. phicks202@gmail.com.
Set up a risk game. We can put that as if you donate $100 a month to the Patreon, you get to play one game of Risk a month with
not a month. You get one game.
You get one game.
It's like 4 or 5 hours to play. If it's a 6-player risk game, is like 4 or 5 hours.
Fuck, 6-player. You go.
You
hard
won't play Risk
shit.
For 5 hours for $100 guaranteed?
Risk is where you fucking fight for the world, right?
This is a game of world domination.
Yeah, yeah. Damn.
Yeah, dude.
And you putting money on that shit?
Yeah, and guess what? I'm winning. All right?
Oh, my God. It's easy to cheat in that game. You know that.
And how did you cheat in the game?
You fucking cheat. I don't know how. I've never
don't know how to play the game, but you're like, it's easy to cheat.
It's a board game. You can cheat at any fucking board game. There's
unless
not
you're
one
using
game.
Using loaded dice, you can't really fucking cheat.
It is all about rolling dice.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's a dice game? I want it. Oh.
Why does it say white people versus minority commercials on here?
It was just how amped he gets about fucking commercials. Like, I had another white friend that got amped over that stupid Icky Woods commercial.
The hell is that?
That's when he gets his number called at Deli County.
Oh,
he's
getting
like,
cold cuts. I'm getting cold cuts.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck, man? I don't... Never seen a commercial that got me hyped.
Did you enjoy the Super Bowl commercials?
Not really. The one with the blue pill in the car was all right, I guess.
You know, that only played in New York and Philly.
Oh, nobody else was real enough to take it up, bitch-ass
no.
country.
I was like, damn, that had the biggest pop with the people I was watching with. Like, it says, hashtag balls.
Pussy,
get it?
Pussy-ass states out there, son.
Men of them are out there, bruh. Sup, bruh.
I did like that one where the little kid died. That was pretty funny.
Oh, Jesus.
That was funny. Like, be real. That was a nice little M. Night Shyamalan
it was,
type
yeah, it was
shit.
Like Sixth Sense, right?
I was like, word, son. Are we dead because we seen that motherfucker?
I purposely put something from 4chan on here because I know you like 4chan.
I don't know if I want to touch that one.
This is this will end the show today.
Oh God!
Can you? All right. So in 4chan's video game section, I believe video.
Oh God! No.
They posted this. Hello, B. Oh, it was in the random section, B. I wanted to share something I made with you. It's a computer game where you play as the Prophet Muhammad, blessings of peace be upon him, and have sex with farm animals and other men. And then there's a screenshot of the video game, Muhammad Sex Simulator 2015.
And, he's just
and it's
like,
him lying on a carpet in the desert with a goat.
Getting it in.
Except I don't
he's
know.
Fucking naked behind a goat.
Don't you, know if we should even be talking about this.
I'm just saying you can learn to make games just like this at lynda.com/highsocietyradio.
Beautiful.
Ew, I don't know if they want that.
Place. Make your own religious idol sex simulator. Go to lynda.com/highsocietyradio. Sign up.
What's something I hate? Carl's.
What, it's a 2-week free tutorial you get?
Yeah, you get 2 weeks free.
I'd be a little
amazed. 2 weeks or 10 days? I thought it was 10 days.
It's 2 weeks.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
that's
Johnny,
awesome
you missed
deal.
It. I had an idea for a video game that isn't like Muhammad Sex Simulator.
Oregon Trail was
it's,
a good idea.
No, it's a gentrification trail. It's like Oregon Trail. You ever play Oregon Trail as a kid?
Like when I was fucking 7.
Yeah, but you do it, but you're driving through Bushwick, and you have to like fucking fend off locals and whatnot, and you have to get like hipster crap.
Did you stop fucking working on it? Or did somebody just beat us to it?
I've already written all the code for it, dude. I just need to...
You've just been bumping Adderall since we recorded last week.
Mad Adderall. Mad of it.
Fucking addied up. Oh, boy.
I hate Adderall. Which one's so popular?
Yeah, it's super popular amongst adults.
Yeah,
it is.
It is. Dude, it fucking is.
Is it?
That, yo,
yeah, dude.
Dude, fuck.
Adderall's ridiculously popular.
That's a redundant question. Everybody loves that shit.
Everyone is eating Adderall like it's not cocaine or speed.
Richard Sherman was going to name his fucking firstborn Adderall, and they told him you can't do that.
Oh, little Addy, you're going to win a Super Bowl one day. All right, I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Peace.